supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
Each week, Caroline Bruder joins us in studio to highlight another great local nonprofit. But before we jump into that, just came back from the biggest music festival, arts festival in the world, South by Southwest.
That's right. It's in Austin, Texas. How I describe it, it's a Sundance, a TED festival, and a music festival all wrapped into one.
Yeah, they managed to do a lot of different things.
Oh my God, the programming is just insane. It's like so many panels and things to do. It's so really incredible.
Real quick, what was the highlight for you?
The virtual reality, VR people, that's the big topic of interactive, which is the section I went to this year. The music segment starts today, which is just like band showcases all over the place. But so virtual reality is the big topic of the interactive section, and it was everywhere. And they're going to be giving away soon free glasses, sort of like when you go to a 3D movie, you get the free throwaway glasses. That's the same thing as these VR glasses that look like a ViewMaster kind of thing. And, I was like, well, how do you watch a video on your phone? And they're like, oh, well, there's a little slot that you slide your phone in. So in due time, we're going to be seeing people with their, one thing, another thing to put in your purse is your virtual reality glasses.
They won't see it coming as I smack them on the back of the head for being so irritating.
Yeah, it does look a little funny, but yeah, that was the big thing. And, cybersecurity is always a big topic. And there were some cannabis-oriented panels this year for the first time.
That's why you called me at 7:30 in the morning a couple days ago wanting to do a report.
No.
I'm going to report on this panel thing. I don't know.
No.
Is it time for breakfast?
Well, I'm glad you had fun, Caroline.
Yeah, it was great.
Back to business this morning. So what's going on in our nonprofit segment?
Well, we have a returning guest, my good friend Mary Beth Pugh, and we're going to be getting an update on her nonprofit and social cause activism with My Own Two Hands. Good morning, Mary Beth. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Always great to have you. So you just returned from Africa from another trip. Why don't you tell all the listeners about your trip and what you were doing and your events coming up and everything? Can't wait to hear about it. Thank you.
We always appreciate the support. Locally, Laguna Beach has always been great supporters of ours. And Lindsay Plummer is our founder, who's a yoga teacher here in Laguna. And we're on our fifth year. We're celebrating our fifth year anniversary, providing sustainable solutions for kids in Africa. And I'm pleased to say we just returned from a trip that brought three little Laguna kids over, and they were able to experience Kenya and our projects, which include an orphanage that we built, a school that we built, and we just recently opened a rescue center in the Masai Mara for girls who undergo FGM and early first marriage. So we were exposing the kids to that and introducing them to the project directors and all the girls and kids, and it's a great experience.
Without being too graphic, what is FGM?
Female genital mutilation is a circumcision that happens to girls, and it's widely practiced in the Masai Mara region of Kenya, where girls between the ages of 8 and 10 are circumcised and then sold for livestock for the rest of their lives and taken away from being educated. So the rescue center that we just opened was thanks to a fundraiser we did here last summer at the Port Theater. Right. And all 42 beds that we built are filled within 2 weeks of us opening the rescue center.
Yeah, so I mean, if it's a cultural thing that they do, I'm sure you could fill a warehouse, a football field full. That's not a good thing. So let's talk about how things have progressed in the 5 years.
Well, we're pleased to say that we've been continuing to providing sustainable solutions, including education, water, shelter, and health. And this year, we have some great events coming up that are going to be celebrating our five-year anniversary. We created another documentary on our last trip, and we'll be screening that July 10th at the Port Theater. There'll be some fun special guests, including our Kenyan program director will be coming out. And
That's fantastic. Yeah, I'm sorry I missed the last one. I'll be at this one for sure. Tell me, who does the documentary? Do you have corporate sponsorship that helps support the, making and production of your programs?
We're always open to more sponsorships. So we do have some great supporters, Broadbean, which is a recruiting company in Newport, as well as Hyperice, which is my founder's husband's company. We also have some great support locally. Chris Guziak's business, Providence Realty, is going to be hosting the first Thursday in May, the Art Walk, with a local photographer who was on our trip. They're going to be having a great, fun evening there. So we'll stop by on May 5th at Chris's office, which is right above Gigi's on South Coast Highway. And yeah, we're always open if anyone wants to sponsor a great event.
Yes, sponsors out there. They do amazing work. Tell the listeners about your Pen Pal program.
We're really lucky that we have a lot of kids that are interested in communicating with the kids that we help and inspire us every day over in Africa. And a friend of mine up in San Francisco sponsored this last one, and each kid paid $20 of their hard-earned money and wrote a letter and sent a picture and got a letter and picture back from the last trip. So we were able to raise $1,000 just with that little effort.
And what does $1,000 mean to the people in Kenya?
Well, it could be for girls' educations. It could be, 100 uniforms. It can be shoes. It can be a variety of things that are so tangible with just a little bit goes a long way.
Right. Now, how many trips have you made over there?
I've been lucky enough to go on 3 trips.
Oh, that's so, just
yeah,
great.
In the last 2 years. So it's great. We offer volunteer trips. We're looking at one in August. We're probably going to take another group out. So if you check out our website, withmyownnumber2hands.org, there's information on there.
Okay, that's withmyownnumber2hands.org. If you are interested in going on one of the visits with Mary Beth and her group, I would love to do that.
Come on over. It's a really great experience. And we take you on safari, too. So you get a little taste of Kenya and also get inspired by all the beautiful kids that we work with.
So let's recap the events that you have coming so people can put them in their calendar. Because I heard that the screening at the Port Theater in Newport, in Corona Del Mar, actually, on PCH was a fantastic event. And I'm glad that you're going to be doing it there again. Since we don't have our theater anymore.
And, it's coming back. The theater's coming back.
Oh, we'll have to talk about that, too. Give the dates real quick. So we have Thursday.
May 5th.
First Thursdays in May, Chris Guziak's office. Mm-hmm. And that's where again?
It's right above Gigi's. I believe it's like 540.
Okay. And that will be actually a gallery showing of the photography that you're professional photographer took on this last
trip. Chad Mellon is a photographer in town, and he came on our last trip, and he was super inspired, and he does beautiful, beautiful work, and so we'll be displaying that and having a really fun evening.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
And then July 10th is our next one. Keep an eye out for our yoga retreat, and we do a tri-give-a-thon right before Thanksgiving, which is down in San Clemente. You cycle for an hour at Cycle Barn, run to a yoga studio 3 miles, and then do a yoga class.
Okay, I might even be able to do that. That's like
fun.
About as much of a triathlon I think I could possibly pull off. Anything else as we wrap up?
No, but we just want to thank the community for all the support that you give us, especially when we go over there and see how much you've helped us. Everything that we've built is because of all the support we receive. So thank you.
Yeah, listeners, go to the Chris Guziak's office on first Thursdays in May. You can actually see what they're doing, which I think would be really great. And if you want to help contribute to With My Own Two Hands this week, if you become a member of KX93.5, a portion of your membership will go directly to the Mary Beth and With My Own Two Hands organization. So thank you so much, Mary Beth, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I always love to get the updates on what you're doing. It's just wonderful. This is just, local activism at its finest. And I really appreciate and, think what you do is fantastic. So
thank you.
This is Caroline Bruder. And remember to go on to the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, like it, send me notes or messages if you have anybody else that you think I should be interviewing. And I hope that everyone has a wonderful day today. And until next time, make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX935, Laguna's only FM.